Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, escorted by all the angels of heaven, he will sit upon his royal throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. Then he will separate them into two groups, as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. The sheep he will place on his right hand, the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you have my Father's blessing. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you comforted me. In prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the just will ask him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or see you thirsty and give you drink? When did we welcome you away from home or clothe you in your nakedness? When did we visit you when you were ill or in prison?' The king will answer them, 'I assure you, as often as you did it for one of the least of my brothers, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Out of my sight, you condemned, into that everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was away from home, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. I was ill and in prison, and you did not come to comfort me.' Then they in turn will ask, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or away from home or naked or ill or in prison and not attend to your needs?' He will answer them, 'I assure you, as often as you neglected to do it to one of these least ones, you neglected to do it to me.' These will go off to the eternal punishment, and the just to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. In a homily to seminarians and novices, Pope Francis preached this, quote, "Evangelization is done on your knees. Without a constant relationship with God, the mission becomes a job. Let us cultivate the contemplative dimension, even amid the whirlwind of more urgent and heavy clutters. Let your heart be more closely united to Christ's heart, full of mercy and love." In today's gospel, Jesus gives us a parable that reinforces the idea of the need for constant prayer and our relationship with our Lord. The sheep who were put on God's right hand, in true humility, were amazed that God singled them out for just doing what they saw as right. Their hearts were aligned with Christ's heart. They were full of mercy and love for those they saw in need. It wasn't a job to them. It wasn't an act of obligation, but rather an act of love. How do we gain the heart of Christ so that our acts of mercy are acts of love and not obligation? On our knees. If we follow Jesus' example, we must carve out time from our busyness to spend time on our knees in prayer and contemplation. Father Dominic realized the importance of prayer to sustain us in our ministry of spreading Christ's gospel. He called for Dominican life to have a balance of prayer and activity. Our four pillars are evenly balanced. Prayer and study call for contemplation, while community and preaching call for action. Christ actively healed and preached, but there are so many scriptural references to the times he left the crowd. He needed to be alone and pray. If we are called to follow Christ, surely we are called to follow his example of taking time to quiet our life in prayer, in building our relationship with God. The goats had not been able to recognize God in the poor and the marginalized. They cried, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and cold?" They had no clue, because there was something lacking in their relationship with God. They weren't in touch enough with God to know him, to recognize him. With all my heart, I pray I will be able to recognize our Lord. But how will I recognize him if I don't spend time with him? The church gives us the beautiful season of Lent to do just that, to take time to focus on our relationship with God, take time from the busyness of our lives, maybe attend Stations of the Cross, or spend some time in adoration, to pick up the Bible instead of the newspaper, to turn off the TV and spend quiet time with our Lord. We all know that if we don't take care of our physical bodies, we will get sick or feel tired or ill and not be able to do our daily work. The same is true of our spiritual lives. If we don't spend more time on our knees and refuel our relationship with God, we will be unable to spread His gospel with joy. We will be like the goats who don't recognize God because we don't see Him every day. During this beautiful Lenten season, let us grow in grace and refuel our relationship with God by spending more time on our knees.